Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 322. We're going to do a fun show of Would You Rathers today.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast, Unlocking the Magic. Thank you so much for all your questions, hanging out with us on YouTube and on the podcast. Very much appreciated.
Yes, this podcast would not be possible without you guys. So we really thank you for your support. We thank you for listening. We've got some new listeners.
Yeah.
We've got lots going on. So thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And also brought to you by Unlocking the Magic Travel.
We did a thing.
We did a thing. You want some help with your next trip, unlockingthemagictravel.com. You can also message us on Facebook, Unlocking the Magic Travel there. And a lot of people have asked us because we mentioned on last week's podcast about us building our team. We're going through the process. We're getting back to everybody. Unlockingthemagic.com/agents is a place if you're looking to join us as an agent.
Wonderful. All right. We've got lots of Would You Rathers here. These were all sent by our supporters on Patreon. So we're going to go through all these. Chat our opinions on what we would rather do.
Yeah, this is, so would you rather is, we name two scenarios. If you're new to the podcast, first of all, thank you for tuning in. Would you rather, we give you two scenarios and we pick. We discuss why we pick which scenario, which one we would rather do and why. And then maybe why we wouldn't want to do the other one.
There you go. I think people know what would you rathers are now. I feel like we made it popular.
Yeah, but what if you're new? What if you're new to the show? Like, you, this is the first time you're tuning in. You found us on Places and Travel on the iTunes app. You search Disney. We pop up and you're like, what is would you rather?
What is that?
Well, yeah. That's what it is.
That's it. All right. Here we go. Yeah. All right. Number one, this is from Blair. Thank you, Blair, for sending this would you rather to us. Would you rather keep the character interactions?
No.
The mini parades, the distance at character dining, as they are now due to COVID, or return to more normal times? I know Bruce's answer. Go ahead, Bruce. Would you rather?
Would I rather?
Yes.
This is a tough one.
Come on.
Why? What do you mean, come on?
You always talk about how you love, you're so, like, you love people staying away from you. You like the characters, but you don't want them up close.
I want to keep some things the same. But I also want to bring back things that were gone because of that.
I'm confused.
Like the parades. I like the parades. I like the boats. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily mind those things, but I do love the distance. I wish everybody would keep their 3-foot distance at all places, at all times.
All right. Well, let's just talk about the character dining, the distance character dining. Do you feel like that should come back?
No.
I think it should come back with a variation. Like we often talked about this in the previous episodes where kids that are frightened or just not really excited to just really have a character really close to them.
Yeah.
Maybe they're an introvert and they don't know how to express it. I think that would be a good sort of solution so that, because for me, I like to run up and hug Winnie the Pooh. Like I don't want that to ever go. I want that to come back.
What if Winnie Pooh wants his personal space?
I mean, Winnie the Pooh did.
How does Winnie the Pooh let you know whether he wants to hug you or not?
I guess that's true. That's a good point.
Now, I think they should bring it all back, right? Bring everything back, but there should be a way for, like when you go to these restaurants where you have all you care to enjoy outside of Disney World, right? You go to these restaurants and they have this thing you put on the table where it says, not right now. Yes, I want more food.
Right.
They need that. They need to put a thing on the table because even our kids, when they were younger, didn't necessarily love the characters coming up to them.
Right.
They loved being around the characters and having breakfast and being able to see them and wave to them, but they didn't necessarily love them coming over the table. They always got that awkward moment where they're kind of eating, looking at us like, what is this thing doing?
What do I do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
There's a meme I put on our Instagram page, Unlocking the Magic Podcast. It's of this little girl who's eating, it looks like mac and cheese. And Snow White is coming over to her and talking and trying to get interaction with her. And the little girl is just kind of like stopped chewing and is staring straight ahead, trying to like, and I know exactly what's going through her brain.
Like, you want to just tell the little girl, like, I feel you.
No, I could tell you exactly what she's thinking. She's okay. Like, I'm just trying to eat my mac and cheese. I loved you seeing over there, but could you please just go back to where you were from before? I just want to finish my mac and cheese. I appreciate you, but I don't want to talk to you right now.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I think they should do. They should make a way for people who don't love the interactions to still be able to go to those places without feeling uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, I feel like that is a good answer. I think that we didn't necessarily say, though, what we'd rather. So if we only had two choices, would we rather keep it the way it is just solely or return back to normal? I'm going to say return back to normal. I didn't really like the mini parades. I really felt bummed when I saw them, to be quite honest with you. Like, they were very, very short.
They were like Debbie Downer parades.
It just didn't.
It's like, there's a parade, but it's not really a parade. It's like, you know, it's not what it could be.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what?
It just made me feel
like, if you're new to Disney, it's cool because you've probably never seen it. But if you know what parades are like, you're like, that's not what they are.
I don't even know if you were new to Disney if you thought it was cool. I mean, they were that short. I appreciate the fact that they had something. Obviously, it could have been nothing and that would have been awful. But I do think they could have added at least another 15 cast members.
I think they need to do both. Bring back everything.
Uh-huh.
But also keep, like, sometimes you saw Chewbacca up on the balcony that having an interaction with Rey, and that seemed to bring the Star Wars experience together.
I think it livened everybody up. It's like, it's almost like the good old days where all of a sudden you just see a character walk through the park and you're like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, for instance, Chewbacca, and you get really excited. That's definitely something.
Magic Kingdom in Orlando, you don't see the characters walking through the park as much. In Disneyland, you see that all the time.
Right.
Because there's no underground.
Exactly.
So I think they should do a combination of both. Yes, bring everything back to the way it normally was, but the things that they change that are good, keep those.
Keep it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, I am all for keeping the barriers on the monorail. If the monorail is going to smell like a horse farm, at least give me my private space.
No, the barriers are coming down.
They're already down.
Yeah.
And I'm sad about it because now I have to smell the horses and be squished in there.
So I don't know what the deal is with that, because that's certainly not the smell I remember growing up. In fact, the monorail had a distinct smell, almost like an airport, like very clean, kind of like what the Contemporary feels like to me. I don't know what this new smell is. Like, what happens? They probably do transport animals and don't tell us, but it is a funky smell, and I am going to miss that little bit of privacy and space, especially after a long, hot day at the park.
Yeah, it's the smell of heat and overcrowding.
Yeah, I got you. All right, next one from Amy. Now, this one is something that actually was announced. So would you rather, though, have Fantasmic or Magic Kingdom fireworks happily ever after come back first?
Fireworks.
Fireworks.
Easy.
You know what it is I really like Fantasmic, don't get me wrong, but seeing it in Disneyland made me, I would rather in Disneyland. So I'm not like, if you're going to ask me like to choose right here, I'm always going to say the fireworks.
I think Disneyland's version's, Disneyland's version's better to me because you can see it without having to go into the arena.
It feels more personal. Like, it feels like the characters and the cast, like, the whole cast is like on top of you. Like, it just feels like you can reach out and
high and five. It's more exciting because you could walk around the park. You can be waiting in line for the Big Thunder Railroad in Disneyland, and you know it's going on right there. And if you want to just peek around the corner, you can see it. Whereas Disney World and Hollywood Studios, it feels kind of secluded.
It is. But some would say it is kind of nice because you do get a seat guarantee kind of thing. Can get a snack and it's
very comfortable. Yeah, but I like Disneyland that you can watch a little bit of it if you want, and then you can go do something else. It's like almost both versions. Like, you get to watch the show, but you also get to enjoy the less crowded lines because everybody is at the show.
Got it. I always think it's
a bit of both.
Loud music. No, the beats and the loud music is what you like.
Yeah.
Where's that from? I think it's from Star Trek. One of my favorite quotes. Anyways, and I didn't even say it right. Next one, JB. Here are a few to choose from. Tonga toast or beignets? We have some bullets, very quickly. Tonga toast or beignets?
Oh, that's one of them?
Yes.
Tonga toast.
Tonga toast. I'm going to say Tonga toast too.
Yeah, I mean, listen, beignets are great, but Tonga toast is. Where else can you get Tonga toast?
Although, if it's beignets in Walt Disney World, I'm gonna say Tonga toast. But if it's beignets at Disneyland, I'm gonna choose beignets.
I'm gonna say Tonga toast because I feel like Tonga toast is something you can only get there. You can make it at home, but it's not the same.
You can
get beignets anywhere.
True. Runaway Railroad or Smuggler's Run.
See, this is a tough one because we've only been on Runaway Railroad once and it didn't have the pre-show because of the time it was in. So I don't know if I could give that a fair shot because I didn't love it as much as other people did compared to what it was before. Right. I'm not saying it's a bad attraction. I'm just saying like I didn't like it as much as other people said, oh, this is amazing. This is the best attraction ever. I didn't feel that.
I think because we didn't go through the queue like that it was meant to go through the queue.
Yeah.
I think we missed a lot of the story and we were kind of confused.
Yeah.
In the ride. And so for that reason, plus, I mean, it took away one of my favorite attractions in the whole Walt Disney World. Like, it's like hard to compare. So I'm going to say Smuggler's Run.
I don't know. That being said, Smuggler's Run to me isn't what it could be.
Really?
I don't think Smuggler's Run is great unless you're the pilot.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you really get it. You got to get into character. You got to get into character from the moment you arrive in Galaxy's Edge. I almost called it Star Wars Land again. In Galaxy's Edge.
Get into character. What does that mean?
You got to get into the spirit, right?
I'm not an actor.
You don't have to be an actor, but you just have to be a kid again. And you got to remember that as soon as you walk through.
I did. I complained because I wasn't the pilot. That was me being a kid again. What the heck? Why don't I get to be the pilot?
All right, which one would you rather then? I don't know what to tell you.
All right, I'm going to choose Smuggler's Run for now. Maybe next time, it might change my mind the next time we go on Runaway Railroad.
Okay, next one, family style or buffet?
Oh, that's a tough one. Buffet.
Really? Why? Yeah,
because I like family style and it's cool, all you care to enjoy. But I always feel awkward asking for more. And sometimes, not that the cast members make it awkward, but with buffet, at any moment, I can just go up and get what I want. Hmm. With family style, they bring over the skillet or the tray, and then the next time they're like, okay, can I get you more of? And you're like, I want more potatoes. It makes me feel a little weird asking for more of whatever I want.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I guess I don't know. I feel you're an introvert, so that doesn't help things, right?
I don't want to talk to anybody. That's the thing.
Yeah.
The less people I have to talk to, the better I'm going to feel about it.
You need to train the kids to ask.
Like or that. They should have it on the app.
They should have it on the
right?
app.
Right? Like, more, you know exactly what the platter is. So, like, when you're at Liberty Tree Tavern, it has the items listed on the platter, the Patriots platter, and you're just like, I want more turkey.
Bloop.
You just hit the button. Bloop. Yeah. More turkey. And then, like, they show up with more turkey. You're like, more mashed potatoes. They show up with that.
I just want it to be acceptable where you can just throw your dish down and say, another.
They should have a Thor restaurant.
They should. Okay.
What are you choosing?
I'm choosing family style because I hate getting up back and forth at the buffet. I never feel like we're eating a family dinner. And I like buffets. Don't get me wrong. We've had some wonderful buffets in Walt Disney World. And the cool thing is you get to try a variety of foods, which you probably wouldn't, you know, in a normal circumstance. So that's cool. But The back and forth. And maybe as the kids get older, I'll start appreciating it more. But when they were, I don't know, 15 and under, it's just too much worrying about. And then I got our youngest. I think the last time we did a buffet, she was 9, kind of had a hard time carrying her dish. I got to carry mine. It's stressful.
I just want to clarify one thing.
What's that?
The cast members never did anything wrong to make me feel awkward. It's all me.
Oh, yes. Thank you for clarifying that. That's a very good.
The awkwardness is all on my shoulders.
Right.
Has nothing to do with the cast members.
I'm glad that you clarified. Okay, fast passes or 25% limited capacity?
25% limited capacity. Pretty easy for me. The less people, the better. I'm in. 100%.
Yeah.
What about you?
Probably the limited capacity, even though that's a pipe dream. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, limited capacity, we went and it said 30% or 35%. That was a lie.
It really was. It really was a lie.
It's like Maury Povich when he has the cards. That was determined. That was a lie.
Okay.
The test said that was a lie.
Yeah. All right. We are out of those. So now we're going on to Katie, the Contemporary or Wilderness Lodge.
The Contemporary or Wilderness Lodge.
So these are the two deluxe categories. So if you're lucky to stay, I mean, If you can stay at either one of those, you're very lucky, right?
See, this is interesting because from the Wilderness Lodge, you can take the boat over to the Contemporary and then walk to the Magic Kingdom. So technically, with limited transportation, you can get to the Magic Kingdom pretty easily.
Uh-huh.
The boat from the Wilderness Lodge to the Contemporary is never super crowded.
Okay.
But staying on the monorail loop and being able to walk to the Magic Kingdom, I mean, I know you can walk there from anywhere now from the Polynesian, but that's a hike.
It's so long.
Or the Floridian.
Yeah.
The Contemporary is right there. I'm going to choose. What are you choosing? You go first.
I'm going to choose the Contemporary. I would mention this on our last YouTube that we did. We actually did a live last Tuesday. We talked about the Contemporary, and I always say the Contemporary to me is like the epitome of like you've made it in Walt Disney World life, because growing up, I remember seeing that resort, and it still makes me in awe when I go through the building. And I just remember seeing it like, who can afford this place? Like, it just was so incredible. It still is. So for me, stay there. It's a must.
I'm gonna put one kind of caveat in there.
Okay.
I will choose the Contemporary if it's the main building.
That's it.
I don't want to stay in those little buildings in the back.
I don't want it.
That's a fake Contemporary.
Yeah. I know, right? Like, what a bummer. Like, I don't know. If you're staying at that resort and you don't know it, like, you're just booking and you're like, yes, I made the Contemporary. I mean, obviously the pool and the access to Magic Kingdom is still there, so there's many great things, but I don't know. I feel like it would just bum me out seeing the other people getting to stay in like the main tower.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
I don't want to do that.
It's cheating. Yeah.
That's, to me, main building, I'm in. Yeah. The small buildings in the back, I'm out.
I'm out. Yeah. I agree. All right.
We made that one in our own.
We did make it an in our
own. That's fine.
Wait, so did you choose the Contemporary?
I did.
Okay.
Under that one circumstance where I get to stay in the main building. If they stick me in the back little buildings, I'm staying at the Wilderness Lodge.
Perfect. Okay. Nicole, would you rather Festival of Arts or Flower and Garden Festival? And this is at Epcot, and these are the special events that they throw every year.
Yeah, that's a great question.
I have my answer because it's a no-brainer for me.
That's a great question because if you said wine, what is it?
Food and wine.
Food and wine. There you go. Thank
wine
you
and food.
Wine and food. Wine, cry and food.
Cry and that's wine.
Cry and food. If I said that with any of those, I would have chose the other one easily.
Right. Oh, but this one you think?
This is more challenging for me because I actually enjoy Flower and Garden and Festival of the Arts at Epcot.
Actually, yeah. Even though I have my answer already, it's like a no-brainer to choose. I do appreciate and love both of these. Like if I'm here, if I'm at Epcot and either one of these are going on, like obviously I'm a happy girl.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? What are you choosing? Let's hear yours.
So I'm choosing Festival of Arts. I really love the way cast members, everybody comes together and creates these incredible things for the art festival. And to me, Epcot goes hand in hand with creativity and art, future. So I had a blast. We took pictures. They have these props set up where you can kind of live in the paintings. And to me, the kids even, they had so much fun.
Yeah, I'm choosing that with you.
You are?
Yeah, because I think Epcot, the essence of Epcot is to inspire. Right?
Yes.
Inspire curiosity, inspire thinking, inspire the young. And I think Festival of the Arts, especially when they have the artists out there showing off their art and letting kids participate in art and watching artists do their job and making these, it inspires the young kids who maybe are into the arts to say, you know what? We can do this for a living when we get older. And as pretty as Flower and Garden Festival is, I don't think it does that. I think it just makes you appreciate flowers and the visuals of the
land. Like, yeah, it's like enhanced.
It looks cool,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But like, I think that the arts festival inspires the young to like think.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Epcot truly is for. So I'm choosing that one.
I'm just thinking of Figment, like the way they enhance, like they include Figment in the Festival of Arts. Like, it's just so fun, and Figment's so colorful, and the rainbows. And
I mean, the topiaries at Flower and Garden are amazing.
No, they are. I mean, like I said earlier, if either one of these are happening, I'm excited. Like, to me, this is what it makes Epcot so much more fun. Like, when they have these events like that, and I love both of them, but I'm definitely gonna choose Festival of Arts.
I'm with you.
All right.
Till the end of the line.
This one is from our Patreon member, Mr. Flammable.
Flammable.
Would you rather Disney make a brand new separate park or Disney keep expanding the four it already has? If it's the first option, what type of a new park? So what would you rather? Would you rather Disney keep expanding? So keep expanding, let's just say Hollywood Studios or wherever. Or would you rather have it an entire new entity of imagination? And
there's a place for expansion. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's the way they're doing it, especially Hollywood Studios. To me, Hollywood Studios isn't a Hollywood Studios anymore. Mm. It's more of a park, but it doesn't, like, even Galaxy's Edge and Toy Story Land, yes, those are from movies, but I don't feel like it incorporates what Hollywood Studios was in the beginning.
It took away the movie magic.
Like, yeah, they don't show you how they make movies or how they are behind the scenes. Kind of like Indiana Jones and the old stunt show.
Yeah.
Showed you, even though those were attractions, they showed you how the movie making process was. Indiana Jones shows you how they do stunts.
What do you mean, the backlot tour?
No, I mean like the old stunt racing car show.
Oh, right? Gianna loved that.
Like, they showed you how they do those stunts for the movies. Whereas Toy Story Land and Galaxy's Edge is just an immersion part of the park.
Which
doesn't really have anything to do with movies other than the fact that they're from movies.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. You know, who knows? It might just be my opinion, but I happen to really love movies. I love the process of making movies. To me, it's always going to be magical and fantastic. Like, when there's movies filming near us, like, everybody seems to kind of gather and try to see what's going on, not just because of the celebrities, but just like the actual process. It's really cool to see how many people it takes to make a film even a scene.
So they got away from that a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't want to see any more expansion unless it has really something to do with the existing park.
Like the roots of the park.
Right. Like even the Toronto attraction at Magic Kingdom. Like, what does that have to do with the Magic Kingdom?
That one I'm going to say I like because it is futuristic and I'm excited for it.
I guess that's true. So I would rather see a new park.
You would rather see, I think I would rather see a new park too. I think I'm ready for a new park, and I think for a new type of park, I would probably want,
They have to do a villains park.
They do, but like, how do they do that? Because everything is so immersive that it's going to be hard to cater to families with younger kids. Like, it really is.
So maybe they don't.
So it's like a teenage. I think it would be kind of crazy.
I think you're underestimating how good Disney could be at storytelling, even if it is a villains park. Like the new movie that came out, Cruella. Like, right. Technically, she's a villain. But young kids are going to see that movie. Yeah, it didn't stop them from making movies like that about the villains and how they became villains.
Glorifying. Like,
that could be the process. A lot of these villains didn't start off as villains. They became villains. Like, and when they were younger, they weren't.
Oh, gosh.
So maybe it's a villains park, but it's the process of them becoming villains. In the beginning, it's not as scary.
Yeah. I mean, they could also do the way the Haunted Mansion is done, where it's goofy.
Yeah.
I think I obviously would love that, but I just don't know if it's practical. But
or a Tonga Toast park.
A Tonga Toast
park. Just all Tonga Toast attractions. So you get free Tonga Toast at the end of the attraction. Just a whole, store of Tonga Toast memorabilia.
Wouldn't a Candyland be fun? Like, it's like candy and, oh gosh, that's probably not practical to either. But like an immersive, like candy, like the movie. What's the movie with the girl in it that's the candy girl and she's in the video game, right?
Or they could do a park with all the sidekicks, right? Like a lot of these movies have the main character and there's always a funny sidekick. Like maybe they get their own park.
Like the guy in the chair gets his own park.
Yes. Like we don't need a Spider-Man attraction. We need a guy in the chair attraction.
We don't appreciate the guy in the chair enough. Like we don't give them enough attention.
Yeah. The movie is just him spinning around in the chair, going from computer to computer, trying to connect people to things.
I love it.
That's the attraction we really need.
Okay, I'm on board. Ben asks, would you rather stay less days at Disney World but be in a Disney hotel or have more days at the parks but not stay at a Disney resort? What do you think? So be basically on property or off property, but those have its advantages and disadvantages, because he's saying that being on property forces him to maybe not be able to afford more days at a park.
I think it depends on how many times you go.
I also think that if you're staying in a Disney World hotel, you don't need a lot of park days because you should really appreciate the hotel.
Yeah, I think this is a tough question. This is a tough question for us because we've been to the park so many times. So for me, I'll say, yes, I'll stay at a Disney resort.
Yeah, but forget all that. Go back to the early days.
Then I don't want, I want to go to the park as much as I can if I've never been.
Really?
Like, yeah, that's, as much as a Disney hotel is great, there are great hotels with great amenities outside of the Disney bubble.
I don't know. I don't think you're thinking it through correctly because if
you just asked me the question. I didn't have a whole lot of time to think it through correctly.
I'm basically telling you what I want because I'm stuck with you. So yeah, whatever you do, kind of, I have to go along with, and vice versa. So I'm changing your opinion. I think staying at a Disney hotel, you don't need a lot of park days because you there's plenty to do at the resort, and people, that's when they get exhausted. But also, I mean, it is fun going multiple days at a park, but I probably, if I was staying off property, I'd probably do the other park, the park that shall not be named.
Name it.
I probably would go to Universal and do that kind of stuff. But to be quite honest with you, it's a different vibe. Like, you're going to be stuck in that Orlando traffic a lot. It's not as enjoyable because you're just not surrounded by Disney fans and happiness. So it's a little bit more stressful, but it's okay. It's just a different kind of vacation.
Right.
I mean, we've done both. So, but I think I would rather do the first.
So for me now, I would rather stay at the Disney resort. But if you tell me to go back in time, if I can get the flux capacitor going.
Yeah.
And go back in time to the beginning of my adventures at Disney, I'm going to say, stay off property and go to the park more.
I think it just depends on what you really need out of your trip. Like if you're...
You didn't like my Back to the Future reference there?
I actually did.
I just feel like you appreciated that a lot.
I mean, it's hard because we're a Disney podcast, but I guess I'll let that one slip since it's one of my all-time favorite movies.
It's a great movie.
It's my favorite movie.
It's one of the best movie franchises ever.
It is on loop probably twice a week in our house. So anyways, I just, again, think it's just, both are fine. It's just depending on what you're looking for in a trip. Like if you want an escape, a true escape, you're stressed out at home and you just want to get away and forget everything, a Disney hotel is for you. If you want to go on a trip and have an adventure and you're exploring Florida, then off property and more days of the park is fine.
There you go.
Okay. Aaron asks, would you rather sit down dining at Epcot or Disney World during your stay?
So Epcot or Disney World? Like Magic Kingdom maybe?
Maybe.
Or outside of Epcot?
I'm thinking it is. Would you rather sit down dining at Epcot or let's just say Magic Kingdom because I think that's what you may have confused.
I'm going to say Magic Kingdom because Epcot has so many great quick service places where you can try multiple different types of food that I don't necessarily need a sit-down restaurant at Epcot.
I think Epcot's probably one of the only places. Actually, Animal Kingdom is the same vibe. Like, I don't feel always that we need sit-down dining at Animal Kingdom.
That's because you're always sweating.
That's also true.
And you don't always think about food when you're sweating.
That is a good point.
Think about water.
True.
Shade.
Yeah. I mean, I love eating and I love Epcot and I love all the restaurants there. But like Bruce said, it is really fun getting small bites around the countries.
100%.
Not sitting down sometimes.
So I'm choosing outside of Epcot.
Okay. This is from Kim. Would you rather have dinner at Ohana, attend the luau? So either or, like maybe she's thinking the Spirit of Aloha dinner show, so kind of combined it together with Ohana.
All right.
Or go to the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Well, I think she's asking three different versions there. Would you rather Ohana, the luau, or Grand Floridian Cafe?
Ah. Would you rather?
Having attended luau.
Yeah.
I liked it.
The luau was so fun.
It was fun. The only thing I didn't like about the luau was I felt a little... They try to keep the food going for the show, and there's a limited time that you're there because of the show. I did feel like it was a little bit rushed.
Yeah.
But the food was good. The show was great. And I think the show and the food together, one alone wouldn't be enough. You need them both combination. So right. For me, somebody like me, I wouldn't want to go to the show without food.
Well, yeah.
But if you add food to it, I'm in.
You're in. I mean.
Like you would go to the show without food.
I'm hands down in the show.
Not I.
But you, yes.
So I'm choosing the luau.
I'm surprised.
It's a fun experience.
Yeah.
You know, even though the Grand Floridian Cafe was great, it's just a restaurant.
The Grand Floridian is a fun bonus restaurant, in my opinion. Like it's like a restaurant that has maybe not many think about. Like it's like, it's not really hyped up. It's not really something that many people talk about, but it is a fun restaurant that is really somewhat easy to get a reservation for. And there's something about getting ready and going to the Grand Floridian that makes it special, even though it's not like out of this world amazing.
It's like the Wave.
Yeah.
Like it's, Wave is a great restaurant that not a lot of people talk about you have to go to.
Right.
So, but any, that being said, Ohana is great.
Right. But the Luau is
the
like
Luau was fun.
Yeah.
The Luau is in a, like Ohana is a great restaurant, but it's a restaurant. The Luau is a restaurant and an experience.
Right. So dinner show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really what I feel the whole part of Disney like does so well.
Yeah.
Joby, would you rather Sana or Ohana?
This is probably the toughest one we have for Would You Rather today.
I think so. These are both really, really strong restaurants. One is actually easier to get a reservation than the other. Sana is a little bit easier than Ohana. Seems like you really have to have someone do it for you or really, really make sure you're on the Disney experience when the time hits, because it's just tough unless you want to eat all you care to enjoy at 9:45 p.m.
Right. Which, we have multiple reservations for you after 10 p.m.
Yeah.
What? 10 p.m.? I'm going to be in bed at 10 p.m.
So, but these two are special. I can't even believe I'm going to say this, but I think, I'm sorry, Ohana, I'm going with Sana because you just can't get Sana, the whole package, like where we are. Like you can't get, like Ohana's great, don't get me wrong, but you can get the feeling of the resort no matter where you are and get not similar food, but like you can get the flavors, right? Even at the quick service, or you can eat at the Kona and get
similar
something, right? That makes you feel that you're in that setting. But Sana, it's just so beautiful from the moment you walk in, the surroundings of the animals, the cast members. I mean, it just makes me forget about everything when I'm there.
Yeah.
So I think I'm choosing Sana. I can't believe it only because I love the Polynesian so much. Like you'd think, oh, Connie's going to choose a Polynesian no matter what. It's her favorite resort. But I don't know anymore. I don't know.
I'm choosing Ohana.
Why do you just have to be difficult today? You just choose opposite of what I am saying?
No, I've been to Sana multiple times.
Okay.
And Ohana is an experience that I haven't had the chance to enjoy a lot. So I'm choosing Ohana.
Ohana. Okay. Next and last one is from Lynn. I asked this before on Facebook, our Patreon Facebook group, but would love to hear Bruce and Connie's opinion. Quality or quantity? Would you rather go all out and do big, more expensive trips, or would you rather go on budget and be able to go more often?
That's a great question because it's hard to say.
Yeah.
You know, you do want to go all out. Then also going multiple times is fun as well. And to me, there's a difference between going outside of Disney, when you go on a vacation, going all out means something different than even if you do Disney World bubble on a budget.
I'm going for quality.
So you want quality over quantity. So you want to have the more expensive trip.
I don't know, though. I feel like I think you can have a quality trip and not be super expensive. I don't think we've ever had a super expensive trip.
I do want to start TikTok videos asking people who stay at the Floridian or the Contemporary or the Polynesian in those like really expensive rooms. They go to the dining. Like, what do you do for a living?
Hey, that was my idea, buddy.
I know. We're doing that. That's our new TikTok. We're going to see. You should have to wear a badge. We did put another video on our Instagram about people with fast passes, like what it looks like when you're kind of flaunting your fast passes. Mm-hmm. They should make you say, I'm staying at the Floridian.
Yeah.
And then you can be like, what do you do? How do you stay at the Floridian most expensive room? Like I want to know.
The bungalows in at the Polynesian. I want to know, like, what do you do so I can try to at least push my kids to do that.
Yeah, maybe I need to start a new business. I'm gonna go buy Tonga toast at the Captain Cook's and then go hang out outside the bungalows and sell it for double the price.
There you go.
And be like, what do you do for a living? So I'm choosing expensive. I think you should go all out. I think.
Wait, this is coming from someone that just had 5 minutes ago. That they would
go more often.
They would. Well, you said earlier, stay on property and do less parks or stay off property and do more parks.
You're asking me now, would you rather with my experience? I've experienced the Polynesian. I can't go with Pop. I can't go it. I can't do it.
The Pop is great. It's just the last few times we visited, it's always like the cheer competition and those girls having a blast, but it's a lot.
Listen, they're having a blast. People around them didn't look so much like they were having such a blast.
I like,
which I understand. That's what, but you made the choice to stay at the pop.
Right.
So like that goes along with the experience of the pop, which I can't do.
Now I'm second guessing my choice because I got to be honest, as much as I do appreciate the luxury lifestyle of staying at a moderate or above resort, sometimes it's a little boring because I like the energy that I saw at the pop. Like those kids and those families, I don't know what you saw, but they were all having a really good time.
That I saw 5 seconds of enjoyment in the whole rest of my trip as being annoying.
I think you saw it with your own introverted eyes versus me seeing it as, wow, this energy is on fire. Like these kids were ready to rock and roll.
We also went from the Polynesian quiet pool to the pop crazy pool.
True.
And it was a dramatic difference.
It was a definitely a huge difference. But again, like it, nothing wrong with, I mean, we had a really good time, but I don't know if I like this being adult kind of quiet, minding my own thing.
I enjoyed very much.
All right.
There's a lot of things I want to see in this world. The pop pool is not one of them.
Okay. It did have the vibe of the cruise pool where it was probably meant for 50 people and there was about 100.
In 150. You undercut it by about 50 people.
Yeah, for sure.
There was not a lot of available space to move up in that pool.
No, not at all.
There was a whole lot of less than 3 feet distancing. That being said, I want luxury.
I don't know if...
Less is more. Less is more.
Not luxury, but quality, I guess, is the key. I think
show me the money.
That might be a good YouTube or maybe a good another like whole podcast of how to have a quality trip without it being super expensive. I hate the word budget.
Listen, you can't go to Disney without it being super expensive. There is no quality or cheap Disney trip.
The cheapest
Disney trip is still a lot of money.
That is a very good point. Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
So right. There you go.
All right. Well, that's going to do it.
By the way, these are questions from our Patreon group. So if you want to head over to Patreon group, you can join us $5. We are recording another Patreon episode pretty much right after this one for our Patreon friends. UnlockingTheMagic.com is the website. You can just hit the button for Patreon. And if you have questions, next week's episode, we have a ton of questions that we're going to get to. So on next week's podcast, we're going to be doing a Q&A. There's two ways you can submit questions for the Q&A. You can text us. 978-222-7383, or go over to TikTok. We are Unlocking the Magic on TikTok. There's a Q&A section. So if you go to Unlocking the Magic TikTok, there's a little red Q&A. You could submit your question via TikTok, and we will answer it on TikTok and on the podcast next week.
All right. Lots of homework for you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Hope you were listening.
That's not a lot of homework. Why do you say that every time?
I don't know. I just feel like you do a lot of talking.
People ask us a bazillion questions about how to get in contact with us. And you keep telling me on every podcast that I give them too much homework, but yet we still get those questions.
That's a good point. I just feel bad. I don't want to make everyone do things that...
Here's the thing. You don't have to do any of that.
That's true. Good point.
But if you want to, at least I told you
true
how to do it.
All right. That's going to do it.
Thank you all. We'll see you next time.
Bye.